England's summer is very fascinating because coming off the back of the Ashes and not firing Brendan McCullum and not firing Rob Key and not firing Ben Stokes. I like how people have started to say, Zach Crawley's a scapegoat. I'm like, no, he just should have been dropped. He wasn't a scapegoat. He should have been dropped.
Should not have been there.
I would say. Also, possibly correct. But it's a fascinating summer because you've got, you know, we've done another video on New Zealand's pace bowlers. Also, Mohammad Abbas might be bowling against them. Shaheen Afridi might be bowling against them. What's a win for this test summer for England?
Well, the England mantra at the moment is, if it is broke, don't fix it, right? So it should have been heads rolling all over the place after that shambles of an Ashes series where they were almost refusing to win games that they should have won. And then they were deliberately going against not just common sense, but people shouting very loudly what the right things to do when you're on tours were. And they were doing the opposite, almost just to do that to everybody else, going, we don't care about you. We don't care about the fans. We don't care about the media. We don't care about anybody that used to play for us who has an opinion. We definitely don't care about our best bowler of all time, who should definitely be in the side right now. But we've took him out the back and shot him in the head, right? So they've done a long, long string of stupid things. Then they reviewed themselves and decided that they were all doing fine, thank you very much, and the golf was going good, and the pints were still nice and cold, and everything was fine, right? And all's well in the world. They've said many times that they don't care about winning cricket matches until the Ashes, when they said, hey, don't worry about all these cricket matches, because the Ashes is the big thing, we're going to prepare for that, and we're going to be absolutely fine. They didn't prepare, they weren't fine, they got stuffed again. So we now have had a long process of review. Luckily, Brendan McCullum's had a nice big long holiday, right? So he's not done anything trivial like watching county cricket. He has had a nice long holiday. So that's great. So he has prepared, he has made himself better at his job by not doing anything, right? Only industry that this can happen, right? If I underperform, I will be fired. If I go on holiday instead of doing my job, I will be fired. All that sort of thing.
Are you on holiday now instead of doing your job?
You're calling this a holiday? This is extremely hard work. Thank you very much. And I'm not having the time of my life or anything. So they've done everything wrong. And now what they're going to do is they're going to have a series that they're expected to win all summer, aren't they?
Yes.
Spoiler alert, they won't. They are going to underestimate teams that come over.
Do you think so? They'll be kind of bashed by this Pakistani side?
I'm not sure.
Let's see if you both disagree with this. I think they win both series 2-1.
That sounds about right. New Zealand, but I'm not sure
about
that. I'm
a little skeptical because I just don't see enough ball. Because the reason is New Zealand one is going to happen in June when the pitches would be relatively fresher. They'll do a bit. Then I think England is just not having the right bowling attack. But Pakistan, I think it will be, I think baseball would still play a massive role because pitches would have died down. Would have slowed down.
I am not going to sit here on a video and predict what Pakistan are going to do, because that is one of the world's biggest mysteries, what Pakistan are going to do. Pakistan could thump England and they could lose by an innings in every game. So I don't know what's going to happen there. They're probably a good side for England to play when they're not quite sure what they're about, because England aren't sure what they're about at the moment. Regardless, let's say England lose both series. I still don't think that they get rid of all the people they should get rid of, because they will say we don't care because it isn't the Ashes, right? They've always got that card they can play. So there's such a bunch of clowns now a law unto themselves.
There was this argument also during this Ashes that is this England side such a side that it's harder to get into, but even harder to kind of get dropped once you are playing for them. So this argument was pretty much amplified during this campaign also, because like, Ben Duckett, after what he did, even though he went into the introspection by missing the IPL and all those stuff, he wanted to be the monk again. I don't know, like, in any other parallel world, you would have escaped it. It's simply not possible.
Also, I think that's a really good example of, if this was a team that really has the ethos that they have, I would have just said to Ben Duckett after the fourth test, you don't need to be here.
Yes, exactly.
But that was a failing of the system that Ben Duckett got caught. It wasn't anything else, like they were all doing it, but Ben Duckett should have had a security person around him.
Oh, I didn't just mean that. I mean also the way he was batting.
Okay, yeah.
I mean the combination of both.
He had a shocker of a series.
Yes.
But they hadn't planned for that because they didn't plan for anything. So they didn't have anybody in the touring party that could have replaced him, Jarrod. So they said, well, Duckett would definitely be fine. We already decided that we're going with Crawley no matter what. His dad is very rich and he loves playing golf. So he can't go anywhere. And then what would a sensible question have been when it's lads, smoking cigars, having pints and playing golf. They need someone else in the room that said, what about if they both fail repeatedly? Then what are you going to do? You're going to replace them? We haven't got anyone to replace them. It'll be fine. But this whole it'll be fine thing is not really professional sport, is it?
No.
There's too much money now in the game for you to have, although they are doing this, to just have people blindly going on vibes and fumes and,
yes,
and
two
everything
of your
will be okay.
Top six players of all time, legacy-wise, I would say, were just about to have their last Ashes series in Australia. And they have never won it. In fact, before the series, they had not even won a single test match in Australia, right? So, they had a huge legacy up for grab, and then you just kind of mess it up. You could have created a 2005 moment there itself, if not bigger, I would say.
Well, when England went over to Australia, last time we won there and won 3-1, it was a drubbing. It wasn't a great Australian side that England beat. But what England did in their preparation is...
Apologise to Michael Beer, please.
Noble. What England did is, in their preparation, they left no stone unturned. Right? Yes. Everything was planned for. And when Broad had to go, Bresnan came in, performed admirably. Tremlett came in at the end, did his thing. They had people ready. And they also had a top six that all averaged 40, which helps. But they were a really good team, but they also prepared really, really hard.
Yes.
And that Australian lot were there for the taking, and England took them. Mm. Right? It's our best away performance in a long time. I was lucky enough to be there. Then I went back for the 5-0 drubbing the next time. Not so much. But Australia were there for the taking, Jared.
Mm,
this last Ashes, because all the good bowlers were injured.
Exactly.
By all of them.
Exactly.
And their batting lineup's not very good.
And their batting lineup isn't very good.
Was all
so
over the
it was
place,
all,
to be
it was,
honest.
It was all based on...
You, if you told me they lost this series and it was close, I'd be like, fair enough, you go away from home. The other team still found some people, whatever. But to lose the way they did, right... And it was a failure to understand that the wickets had changed. And Rob Key was just... I mean, Rob Key should have lost his job.
Yeah.
And I know Rob. I'm friends with him. But he should have lost his job for the fact that he had not noticed that the wickets had changed.
Yeah, but the BGT 2024 had a clear template in front of them that they had to back somebody like Anderson for those kind of wickets. Because like Bumrah, as I said, was not kind of clocking it or ramping it up. He was like more mid-130s, but he was just balling in the channel, making the ball talk and... was unplayable, and Anderson would have done the same. And in the first test match itself, they were massively ahead. They should have won that test match easily. And I personally believe the pitch was not that bad if you compare it with the BGT 2024 pitch.
Yeah, well, that was a worse pitch than a better pitch.
Yeah, exactly. And you were massively ahead in the game and still made a... And you just in one phase where like they lost like 3-4 wickets, where they played some mindless stuff and they were the kind of nicking almost everything.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things. The phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny sims and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
So you can't help yourself, can you? Like, we're going to talk about the future. And it's like, what? How bad were they? We've already done that before. How many tests do you think England will win? So they're playing 3 versus New Zealand, 3 versus Pakistan.
New Zealand should be tight with the kind of flatter wickets they'll try to give towards the end of the series. One of them might be a draw. So 1-1 for me there.
1-1, okay.
2-0 against Pakistan, what I first need to see.
So that would mean they will win 3 tests and have a draw. No.
There won't be any draws, mate.
Pakistan...
Three tests, one draw, one loss.
Pakistan,
that's what
he
two said.
Draws. Pakistan can be 3-0.
2-0 in the second one.
Was it 1-1 in the first one, you said?
1-1.
Two draws?
Pakistan draws in test matches
Pakistan
anymore,
Pakistan won if the weather kind of plays the trick. Otherwise, 3-0, I would say.
Okay.
I think England win 3 or 4 test matches and they lose the others.
If they win 3 or 4, that's a huge... problem.
They will be expecting to win 6.
It's like 4-1 for me.
That's the issue.
I think they
Jared.
Have to win both series, and I think even if they win both series 2-1, they would have to be monumental 2-1 victories. Like, they would have to be, we never looked like losing the series 2-1 victories. And maybe Mohammed Abbas or Jameson went nuts.
I think the most likely way the Pakistan series goes is England lose the first one and win the last two.
Right. I think if that happens, they just have to, people just have to lose their jobs at that point.
No, but they should have already lost them.
No, but I get that. But that's what I'm saying. I think it's a really tricky summer because they have to be almost perfect in order to, they've set themselves up in a situation where a normal summer of victory actually doesn't change anything, because we're all going to go, well, New Zealand's in transition and Pakistan, we don't know anything about, right?
The thing is, Australia,
they almost won the start of the basketball era where they won like 8 out of 9.
Yeah, you almost have to do something like that. And I think that's unrealistic, because I don't think England's that good. Their bowling attack isn't that good.
So Australia have summers sometimes where the rest of the world doesn't bother watching.
Yeah.
Because you know Australia are going to destroy the West Indies or whatever, and then Smart Joseph comes along.
Yeah.
And something happens. But Australia are, you know, the good version of Australia with that bowling attack in home conditions are expected to murder whoever comes over near enough. Pakistan have gone over there and got murdered before. Whereas England are expecting to have a summer like that. But the powers that be need a summer like that.
Mm.
What they also need is perhaps fewer games from a money point of view, fewer games that last 2 days from a money point of view. I think they will underestimate the teams that they're going to play against. I don't think England are very good right now. I think it'll be a lot closer than people think, but it must be a failure if they don't win both and entertain.
Yeah.
Right? Because they've gone all out with this, we're going to entertain everyone. This is our legacy. Everyone's going to remember. No one's going to remember our results. We're all going to remember how much fun it was. It's no fun when you're losing, right? So not only do they have to win, they've got to win with style and fun.
And there was a split at the end. I don't want to get back to the Ashes too much again, but there was a split at the end of the Ashes where McCullum was suggesting they keep attacking. And Stokes was batting with a dead bat. So then it's not like they're coming into this. What's the clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose or whatever?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
A little bit.
Yeah, no, you have no idea,
Friday
but that's okay.
Friday Night Lights.
It's a TV show from like 15, 20 years ago that I'm trying to remember the quote from. But you know what I mean? There's a fracture there. I just think it's a summer where it's really hard for them to win this summer, right? And that's not the players' fault. That's really the fact that the ECB have put the management and the captain in this kind of situation, right? Like, if one person was fired, and I'm not a big fan one for you've done bad, you get fired. But in this case, I just think there were too many errors there. Someone had to lose their job.
Yes.
There had to be a restructuring. If they wanted to get rid of Key, right, and keep McCullum, then they need an adult to look after McCullum. And they didn't do that.
So they had too many of the same person
Correct.
Making exactly the same decisions and all hugging each other and you know, fist bumping the whole bloody summer, winter.
I personally
day,
feel
night.
That New Zealand will be a lot more prepared this time.
I'll tell you what's going to happen.
100%.
If you want a prediction, I'll tell you.
I want a prediction, Rob.
Whose summer will it be this summer? Jamie Smith. Oh. Mark my words. He will be awesome this summer. I thought he was really unlucky in the Ashes. He did play a horrific shot, but my God, so did everybody else. He just played a really bad one that everyone seems to remember. He was very unlucky. Some of his dismissals, he got out whacking a couple of times when he genuinely had to. He has been brilliant for England before the Ashes, right? A lot of them had a series off.
Mm.
And everybody was saying he should be binned because he played a bad shot and lots of people on the TV and radio said what a bad shot it was, right? He's been great up until that point. He hits boatloads of sixes, so he's part of the way England want to play. This summer will be the summer of Jamie Smith.
That's absolutely not what I wanted from you, Rob.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.